Well, I'm in the Twickenham gym as part of the Maxi Muscle Perform Like a Pro Day, and I've bumped into, well, unfortunately he's a retiree, but he was a major part of Wasps and England. It's Tom Rees. Tom, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
Great, good to see you. So, England's first test against South Africa. I'm sure there's quite a lot of people that would be interested in your view. It's going to be quite a bruising encounter, isn't it?
I think any encounter down in South Africa is, and it's one of those things that everybody says, but when South Africa are involved, and that's because that's always what happens. But I'm excited. I think I think it will be a close game. I really think this England team, if they can carry on from what they showed during the Six Nations, and in fact a lot of guys who were involved towards the end of the Premiership season are all playing really well as well, I think it it stands them in good stead. And I've heard a couple of South Africans reckon it's going to be sort of a 50 point plus scoreline in the South African favour, and I can't see that happening at all.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Stuart Lancaster's ethos is to, really get a lot of positivity into these guys, make them a really cohesive group. I guess some people worry that it's an awful lot of positive conversation, but do these guys have the strength and the mettle to really put up with what's going to be a tough day at the office?
Well, and we're certainly going to find out. But I think it's a little bit it's a little bit negative just to miss it. Oh, it's just sort of positive talk, because if you look at where England have gone from in the last year under Stuart, that is a huge leaps and bounds. Yes, there are still questions about whether that can continue and where it's going to go long term, but I think it's a great test for them. It comes at the right time. Take on one of the big Southern Hemisphere teams, who whilst I haven't seen any really much of the Super 15, the South African side, it's a good mix of experience, and they've got some exciting new young players as well. I think that positive attitude in England is going to be key, because you can spend all the time you want looking at all the sort of minute detail, but if you've got a bunch of players that want to play together, want to be out there and are genuinely excited about it, they will tend to perform better than if they aren't. So it's looking good, in my opinion.
There'll be two players, I imagine, who are a little bit more excited than the others, getting caps, Joe Marler and Tom Johnson. Tom Johnson, who's, I think, 29, he's sort of the slightly older age group, but he's getting in and getting his chance. And Lancaster saying he's been one of the top ball carriers throughout the Aviva Premiership season, so it's going to be great to see some of those guys taking their place in the pack.
Yeah, I think if you look, in the case with Joe, sort of younger guys, a little bit more of a sort of fuss has gone on. That's doing him a discredit, but he's garnered more attention, having been part of the successful Quinn side and been very dynamic, young, exciting prop. But if you look at the case of Tom, obviously slightly older, everyone likes to sort of latch onto the fresh young thing, but you can also say, playing sort of down at Exeter, despite how strong the Exeter side is, that he's probably not got the credit he's deserved in the wider rugby circle. I think it's great that Stuart has taken two guys who have been playing incredibly well, and perhaps in the past, throughout the past, guys like that might not necessarily have been thrown in at the deep end in these situations. So I wouldn't be surprised if those two have two of the standout performances tomorrow, because they've been given a great opportunity. They both look like they're really ready and capable to take it. So, I'll be watching with interest.
Excellent. And, would I dare get you to stick your neck on the line with a sort of score prediction in some way?
Oh.
It's a tough one, I know.
It is a tough one. I think if I had to actually put money on it, I'd probably say South Africa would just shade it. But in keeping with the positive and encouragement talk, I'm going to say I think England will win 28-25.
Nice. I like how tight that is. Well, it's great to see you, and may we always see you around rugby in some form or capacity. Tom, thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.